If you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Kelly McEvers, and it's time now for music. Oh, I woke up in a soul, the face of a god. I don't know who he was, he had none. We first heard about this band during the South by Southwest Music Festival back in March. Their first record is coming out on Tuesday. They're called Savages. They're from England. All four members are women. They're part of a wave of all-female British groups that are kind of a big deal right now. But as much as you might want to call this some kind of girl group revolution, maybe that's not what it is. Music writer Lizzie Goodman joins us from our New York studios. Hey, Lizzie.
Hey there.
So obviously we're talking about these bands because they're either all women or they're led by women, but you say that's not necessarily why they're interesting.
Yeah, I feel like in rock and roll, you know, a standard thing to hear is, hey, there's this awesome new all-girl band from Brooklyn, or, oh my God, there's this amazing band coming out of Detroit right now. They have this super foxy chick front woman, you know, and that's not what we're hearing here. The distinguishing factor is that you're talking about a bunch of different groups coming all from kind of the same general part of the world, but who really have nothing in common with each other, aside from the fact that there are women in all of these bands, and yet that is not the first thing that we're hearing when we talk about them. And I think that sort of lack of story is a sign of a big story, if you will.
Tell us about this band, Savages.
Well, their name is very subtle. That's the first thing you notice about them. It's apt. They're one of the best named bands I've seen in a while. They really are savage. They formed in London, and they all kind of have a sort of post-punk androgyny to their look that really matches their sound. You can really hear the kind of Susie and the Banshees, Joy Division, Wire influence. These bands from the UK in the late 70s who had a ferocity that I think Savages is really picking up on. This is easy.
Wow, I'm totally in college. That is definitely Susie and the Banshees. I'm like at a really bad party with watery beer.
That's fantastic.
So that's from Savage's Alive EP. That one's called I Am Here. So Lizzie, I know the British newspaper The Guardian had a good description of this next band. They're the most Brooklyn band ever to come from Manchester. Tell us about Pins.
Yeah, I love that line. I think what they're referencing there is among the bands that have been coming out of Brooklyn lately are a kind of lo-fi, poppy, maybe 60s girl group influenced, but as if they're all on heroin or something, like a kind of a muted version of that sound. And Pins really has that. They have a kind of mellow soulfulness to them, but it's also very dark, and that's the Manchester element, a kind of droney pop sound that is also very distinctive. You hear it in my favorite so far of theirs, called 11th Hour.
It is so tempting to have this, like, they're the girl version of X reaction, like, oh, girl Joy Division. I mean, that's what I want to say when I hear this.
Yeah, I have actually written that. And so you do find yourself going, oh dear, am I doing that cliched rock journalist thing of kind of wrapping it all up in a neat bow? But I mean, I don't really have a problem with that. I think what's distinctive about what we're seeing with these groups is that we're treating them like we treat the boys. You know, that's what you do with boy bands. Oh, they sound sort of like this other thing I used to like. But, you know, in the case of Savages or Pins, a Joy Division comparison is really apt with Savages. And guess what? Joy Division was fronted by a dude. So, you know, it really does feel like what's distinctive about these bands that we're talking about is how they are united by their lack of sonic similarity, by their lack of even geographical similarity. They're all from different places, and they all look very different, and they have different aesthetics, and that's what makes them interesting together.
Again, that's the band Pins with a track called 11th Hour. I'm speaking with music writer Lizzie Goodman about the wave of female-fronted bands coming out of the UK these days. Lizzie, so I guess what you're saying is they don't all sound punk.
They don't. You know, the next band we're going to hear, Churches, who are from Glasgow, they have this kind of very sunny, jangly electropop, synth pop vibe, and it's very different from the moodiness that you're hearing with these other bands, but also fronted by a woman, Lauren Mayberry, and two kind of techno magicians on her side. But there's this solid kind of steeliness that she has that I do think is related to the punk ethos, but the music is distinctly light. And when we say Churches, keep in mind that the spelling of the band's name is a little weird. It's C-H-V-R-C-H-E-S. And that's for exactly, you know, Google search engine result reasons. They don't want you to Google them and find cathedrals in the south of France. They want you to actually find their band.
And as we've known for a long time, girls can do pop music, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's no secret. We're not breaking any big news there. And, you know, we've known for a while that girls can do rock music, too. What's different is almost really the response to women making these varied types of music. It's not so much that women haven't done it before. It's how we as a culture are reacting to it. It's like, oh, there's a bunch of new cool bands coming out of the UK, and you hear something on the radio or you hear something on a blog, and then it takes a Google to realize that, hey, wait a minute, this is an all-girl band. That's not the number one thing getting mentioned about these groups right now, and that's what distinguishes them.
That was Churches with the track Recover, and we've been talking with writer Lizzie Goodman. She's a columnist at MTV Hive and a regular contributor to Elle magazine and the New York Times magazine. Lizzie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Kelly McEvers. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app. We're back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.